they don't want to reverse the shit.
Yeah. They love the programming, bro. And they don't see a problem with the programming. Yeah. They love Channel 7. It's like, nah, Channel 8. But Channel 8 is beneficial. Like, nah, nigga, 7 is entertaining. Bro, yeah, I was watching I've been watching Dr. Phil, bro.
Yeah.
That shit is terrible. Bro, these stage actors, bro. All right, this is a tangent, but we get back to, you know, the real community conversation we have. Yeah. Man, these stage actors is crazy, bro. This girl said, yeah, I'm married to Tyler Perry. You know, our 10-year-old, like, hold up, you ain't met this nigga. Stop it there. You have not met. You talking to a nigga on a black screen. You FaceTime him. It's no face. You seeing the face of nothing.
Yeah.
You seeing a fucking, what you call it, a black hole ass nigga. And talking about sending the money for a jet, $500. Yo, $500 to a jet. I'm like, that shit doesn't even pay shit on a jet. That might that might be a door on a jet, maybe. Like, it's crazy, and that sums it up, the illusion someone will live in. Like, she thought she was really married to Tyler Perry. Like, nah, bitch, you catfished.
Yeah.
And you thought this, like, nah, you can't even go to the gate. You went to the gates, like, yeah, turn around. Like, you, but going to, it goes back to the programming, bro. We in love with the programming. We love with the fantasy or the false reality we gain, grown accustomed to. But
you just, it, man, it's just the fact that, like, you gotta be a realist about the situation.
Niggas ain't realist. Some people ain't figured out the facts of life. Some people are still looking for it. Some people don't know that shit in 50.
It's just the whole spirit, the gangster spirit, the stupidity spirit is just at an all-time high, man.
Oh, yeah. It definitely is, bro.
The thing about it, we just live in probably the most ignorant, stupid society that's ever been in the United States.
Have you seen Idiocracy?
I'm gonna watch that.
Yeah, that's the sum up what's going on now, bro. It's going on now.
We living in dumb times, man. We dealing with times where I'm trying to tell people, man. That's why everybody I can't talk to, man.
Oh, yeah.
Some people I'd be on my Kevin Gates, man. Such and such. God bless you, man.
God bless you.
I ain't gonna let y'all talk to you. I'm the type of nigga, man. If you come up to me and you say the sky is red, I'm gonna look up. Damn, it is a little red, though. My bad. Hold up. Somebody call me right quick. It was good talking to you. Man, I'm not about to talk to you, nigga. I'm not about to talk to you. You stupid. I'm gonna let you be stupid. Nah, man. I ain't about to control you. You think I'm about to try to change your perception of what your reality is?
Your reality, ahead, exactly, bro. Man. Some
you
people
think
don't
the
want
sky it. Red, man. Hey, man.
Do you, boo boo? I think we maxed out on recording on my phone, but yeah, shit, yeah, it's crazy.
Like, the people I've been listening to, man, like, yeah. I got my own ideas. Of course, I got my own ideas and my own theories on life, but the people I listen to, it's like they say what I be trying to say, but they put it in a way to where, like, oh, that's how I be trying to say it. Cause I listen to this dude, CGA, his name Coach Greg Adams. I listen to him every now and then.
Oh, yeah, he told me, yeah.
And I just got hip to this one dude, Grown Man Business.
Grown Man Business. All right, check him out.
They both kind of smaller platforms. CGA is a little bit bigger. Greg Adams is a little bit bigger. But they just, like, I told you my brain did this shit, man.
Oh, that's cool.
My brain, like, damn, 5 race car tracks, and I just keep getting, I don't never finish the damn track.
Speak about next, going to attend before I cut your wisdom. Go ahead.
They just, anytime I hear somebody in their 50s say what I'm saying, and I'm like 28,
yeah.
I'm like, damn, I kind of got this shit figured out for real, because I'm not only person saying this shit.
And, bro, and I realize, like fellas, like, don't be stressed about, like, a woman that you, like, you fell out with now or something. You could always get a peaceful woman. It's stay out there.
And you don't have to be loyal to your skin color either, man.
Oh, shit.
I love black women, man. They're my number one. I put them at the top.
But if they stressing you out.
But you can't blocking your blessings with that, man. If it's an Asian woman out there, a Vietnamese, Portuguese.
It's crazy. You subliminally talking to me, but you ain't, though. But it's crazy.
It's like
I'm a hope said today. I'm giving them these gems.
I always say, man, a guy can't talk to you. Talk to you through other people, man.
Bars, man. Yeah, man. Shit.
But, nah, man, just, because you do what you do when you do stuff like that, man. You block it.
Yeah.
You up here trying to, Jay, listen, you need to be talking to old Maria. Get you that Latino, goddamn.
She might be a good accountant. Mm. She might help with your taxes. That's why Ghost chose Angela.
Yeah.
It's tied 360, tie this shit around. Yeah. Full circle. It's where he chose Angela, bro. Yeah. She was a lawyer.
Yeah. I just, man, black people, man, you just gotta understand, man. And like, another thing too, you'll hear, anytime you hear about when black people start being like, man, we gotta stick together, man. That's because this shit ain't working out for them the way they want shit to work out for them. They ain't never saying that shit when shit going good for their ass. When shit start fucking up, when shit start fucking up, man, we gotta stick together, man. We shouldn't hate on each other. Shit fucking up for your ass. Shit starting
to fuck up. You filed bankruptcy, didn't you?
Shit fucking up for your ass. Because I'm trying to tell you, like, I guarantee you, like, we watch all these interviews, right? And people drop game in interviews.
Oh, yeah.
But I guarantee you, they don't say everything that they would say if you was talking to them just one on one. They got shit that they don't tell people. They don't give away all their sauce, which you shouldn't. Everybody don't deserve it, but
yeah.
And they'd be like, man, I know if I say this, I'm gonna get pushback.
Yeah.
I mean, people just not ready to have that black conversation, man. Black, biggest enemy to black people, man, is black people.
It's me versus me, bro.
You understand? You ever seen that clip of Bernie Mac talking about getting let into heaven? I know you seen that shit.
You
want to
say it again? I'll probably pull it up.
Getting let into heaven?
I'll pull it up now.
Okay.
Oh, you can pull it up, shit. I got 20 devices, my fault, bro.
No, you all good.
Yeah, man, these sisters think.
This shit was like 30, 40 years ago. Bernie.
You gonna miss me when I'm gone. Ain't that a country song? Gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh, man. Countries are crazy. We diverse here.
You know, when I was with a Mexican guy and a white guy. And I said, man, I wanna go to heaven. He said, God, right down the road. Mm. I said, well, how far? I said, just a half a mile. He said, but your name ain't on the list, Bert. You know your name ain't on the goddamn list.
You know your name ain't on the goddamn.
I said, well, wait a minute, man. I said, I'm gonna try. He said, well, you got one more chance to make it.
Damn.
You go down there and you ask the Lord a question and he can't answer it. You might get into heaven. And I whispered something to the Lord. And he looked at me. And he looked up. He looked down. He said, open the gate! I walked on in. The white guy said, that's bullshit, man. How the fuck did he get in there? That's bullshit.
Damn.
That shit was 30, 40 years ago, bro.
We still ain't sticking together, bro.
People ahead of their time, man.
Yeah. It's a problem.
Hey, bro, you go back and watch that nigga Tupac interviews, man. That shit bro, yeah, Tupac, crazy.
25 years old. Like, I got the same wisdom information. I feel like at 25, I had, you know, probably, I say about 80, just being,
yeah,
probably 80% of what he was saying,
yeah,
before his death. Like, yeah, him dying at 25, like, he just knew the world was some bullshit. He's just seen it before. Like,
yeah,
him dying at 25 wasn't, you know, was like, was acceptance. Like, man, I don't give a fuck. Nah. I put music out, I put the information out.
Yeah, martyr.
I just kind of hate that he didn't leave like a legacy. I mean, his music was a legacy, but he didn't leave an offspring. But they probably would have been haunted,
yeah,
just like they did Malcolm X and even Martin Luther King's kids in some form.
I think he had to die. I always say that because not had to die, but he just, his impact was just bigger when he died. Would you understand?
Yeah.
Well, some people don't understand when people die, that's legends or that's powerful at such a early stage in their life, you make them martyrs.
Yeah.
That's what happened. That's why, you know, sometimes the white people don't do assassinations no more.
Mm.
Look at Dr. Martin Luther King. We still talk about that man today as if he alive.
True.
Yeah, he got his own day.
He
won the GOATs. Won the greatest black revolutionary of all time, if not the greatest. Him, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey. Theodore Roosevelt. You got all them good ass. He's one of the best, man.
Yeah.
You create a martyr, man. Let somebody go out on their sword.
I was watching the Dear Mama, pretty much the Dear Mama documentary where it talked you know, it had Tupac's life with his mom's life, you know, they was Black Panthers and all that. You know, him growing up as a Black Panther, he knew information, he was reading New York Times and all that way before, you know, so he knew the bullshit.
Yeah.
The fact that, like, I forgot Tupac, he got shot in the head twice one time. Like,
he got shot in the head?
Like, yeah, he got shot in the head.
For real?
And then he was flicking off the camera, like, because that, you know, the studio incident, him and Biggie, right?
Yeah. I know he got shot. He got all over his body.
He got
shot. I know he got shot in his head.
Shot in the head. It probably was like a ricochet or something. Oh. He got shot in the head, but yeah, it's like, it was crazy, bro. Like, yeah, and he flicked off the camera, but I feel like Pac, he knew what he was against. I knew what he was against. They don't really want you to win. If they do, they gonna control you.
Yep.
You know, and that's what I'm noticing now.
Yep.
Like, they want to control you. They gonna, all right, cool. You want to be a millionaire? All right, we gonna control you. We gonna have you sign these contracts.
Yeah. I feel like it's all. I feel like it's some of them, man. I feel like it's just the power driven ones, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't even think it's a racist thing, but I think it's a power thing.
It is.
I think it's just the fact that I got power.
It's a power struggle.
You know that. I mean, even like I get peace in.
Yeah.
Even if we the same race.
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga, I know you need me, nigga. Power thing. I'm gonna make you do all this. I mean, it's just.
Oh, shit. Like, Kendrick had the perfect song for that.
He did?
He told it all. Yeah, shit. But yeah, keep talking before I find it.
Yeah, man, it's just the fact that, like, it's like, why? I don't want to bring that shit up. But it's just power, man. And sometimes when you have money, a lot of people don't understand. Money is power to a certain extent. When you get shit done, when you get money. It's like you want to put a hit on somebody. I'm being so serious. If I'm like a gangster or a gangbanger and I got money and you don't, and I want you dead, I can get your own homeboy to set you up.
Yeah.
I can get your best friend. I can get that nigga life changing money. Here, I can give you 100K right here, but I can give you 50K. Go ahead and take that nigga out for me.
Shit.
He'll do it.
We kind of seen that on Snowfall.
Yeah.
That's the wrong song. Here we go. Money, that shy. I can hoop though.
Sure. Like,
everybody missed. Nigga Jordan missed and stuck in. Like I said, y'all ain't even say nothing, bro. Here we go. Asians, man, you living thousands of years. A piece of land. Indian said, I mean.
You're right, man.
What the black man said. Pussy. Dick Gregory said booty. The booty.
Yep.
Pussy, man. White man said, a piece of mind. Do the company fine. Don't even matter. Better than average.
Don't give a fuck.
Put my price on my talent. Yeah. I feel like, and then Martin Luther King noticed, like, man, a burning house. We done entered a burning house. He said that in the 60s. So him saying that in the 60s, and nothing really changed except some, you know, small things. It's been glitches. I can't even call them changes. It's been just glitches.
Yeah.
They gonna let niggas in. You think that's changed? Like, nah, it's just let niggas in.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, oh, we're not racist. We got that black friend right there. Yeah. Where's Clarence at? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they, you know, it's all an illusion, but it's all, you know. But nah, man, it's, you know, first shall be last, and last shall be first, man. It's, you know, yeah, bro. It's a headache when you know a lot of information. And,
yeah.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to all the black people that did it the hard. You understand? I don't say the hard way. Did it, you know, pioneered the way for, you know, the upcoming generation.
And crazy thing, sometimes you got to put it in music. You got to put it. You got to put it in entertainment to get a message across. You know. Yeah. You know. Sadly, 100%. We probably never reach 100% people waking up, getting information. Yeah. Probably never happen.
But you don't even really need to start a household.
You don't need to. Yeah.
Each person starting a household, man. You don't. It's like just the code and honor amongst black people is just not there anymore.
Yeah.
It's about violence, ignorance, hate. It's just, I don't know, man. It's hard.
Yeah, we disappointing.
But sometimes it don't even matter where they come from sometimes. Of course, most of them is like in poverty, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes, shit, I feel like people be in fucking poverty inside their own mind, shit. That's the worst neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, your mind be your worst enemy, man. Mind playing tricks on you. Salute to Scarface. Dun, 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 dun.
That's one of my shit. Trick or treat, shit, man. Right,
yeah, man. Yeah, bro, your mind be your worst neighborhood to, you know, to drive in, stay in. Yeah, bro.
Dangerous place, man.
Self-sabotage, man. But, and then when you think about it, is it self-sabotage or you just realizing the war you against, the centuries plus, you know, thousands of years of war that we've been fighting, and we just realize like, yo, we losing, we keep losing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think once you know a certain amount of information, you kind of max out, man. I don't know. Sometimes it's not self sabotage. It's like, man, let me just find acceptance on this crazy piece of shit we live on.
Yeah.
Called the earth.
I've been doing that lately, man.
Water, man.
I mean,
the water shortage. You know, 2025 roughly. So it's about to get.
Accepting that people don't fight no more.
Greed, bro. Greed is what you see in these streets, and you know, mm-hmm. you know, they don't want to help the poverty. But they got millions of dollars, California. They could easily help the poverty, but we got Guam that actually have programs that help poverty.
What's Guam? What's that?
Guam. It's an island. You know, that it's a U.S. territory that helps people if they're homeless. You know, stuff like that. But yeah, it's so normalized, bro. But be honest, man, homeless people, that we talked about before, homeless people, they the most free people. They really, truly living in freedom every day.
Yeah, yep.
Some of them fascinated because they seen the bullshit. Some of them said, man, that race is not even worth it. And that's some real shit if you accept that.
Yeah.
And it's not really a judgment. I look at homeless people very different now. You're like, oh, they gave up. Like, nah, they just seen some bullshit. And they say, hey, man, I'm just going to just live because...
Yeah.
The rat race will have you existing.
Mm-hmm.
Your soul is going to have your soul just existing in this bullshit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So with all that said, I'm going to give me a white bitch. No, I'm
playing. Jonathan Majors.
Nah, bro, yeah.
Actually,
I'm scared, man. I think I might have like 20.
Channel 7 said.
Might have 20-some kids one day or something crazy.
Running down the street, goddamn.
Oh. I'm not saying on TV. Running from a white. Ah, damn, they done got him. They done got him.
She be fast too. She don't catch my
ass. I'm like, she even made him cut off his dreads. I'm like, shit.
She like the movies and shit. Throw like newspapers and shit. Hey, bitch, stop. She ain't tripping and shit. She jumping, leaping over that shit. She ran track.
Bitch, no athlete.
She doing hurdles and shit. Oh, damn. Man.
Gotta accept what it is, man. That's hard, man. Acceptance is hard, man. That's one of the reasons why it's hard for people to go over depression.
12 steps, bro. 12 steps is a real thing, man. People, 12 steps. I mean, step number one is, you know, admitting that your life is life.
It's where it's at.
It's unmanageable. It's people, you know, I was functioning, I feel like I said, like I was functioning in dysfunction, and I thought this shit was manageable. But nah, man, I ain't doing right.
It's a functional depression.
Yeah, functional.
Yeah, I don't know.
Man, so I guess with what we've been saying, man, So what percentage of you think our people will get it, and how you think our societies or communities will look like? Because we do got black farmers. We got farms out here. It's, you know, it's not to the masses. It's not to the...
I'm afraid not enough, man.
Yeah, it's not to the level we want it, but we do got...
I'm afraid.
We got a brother named Moses West, man. You know, he's bringing the knowledge to make, you know, air, transforming the air to make it water.
For real?
Yeah.
Because I was just thinking, like, man, I'm like, bro, but black people, right? How many chances do black people understand we not going to get that many, bro? We already don't have fucking Harriet Tubman. We don't have fucking Rose Parks. We don't have Malcolm X. We don't have Martin Luther King. We don't have Tupac. We don't have Marcus Garvey. We had Theodore Roosevelt. Nat Turner. We not about to keep getting all these great black revolutionaries or people that's just pushing the totem pole, man. That's just like that nigga Dick Gregory said, man. One to a customer, motherfucker.
What's the customer?
You don't deserve to.
Damn.
You ain't about to keep getting them, man. Like who is that person right now? Barack Obama ain't one. I'm sorry. I like Barack.
His whole family, his whole lineage was presidents, and that was crazy. Like, he was just supposed to be a president because his cousins was presidents.
You know, Barack Obama ain't gonna go down as one of the best black revolutionaries.
People don't understand him and George Bush are cousins. What are you supposed to do with that structure? Like, he can't change. Yeah, he couldn't change that, and he wasn't supposed to. And salute to, I ain't got no problem with him. Very intelligent dude.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, man.
I think people, I feel like, I ain't gonna lie to you, I feel like I gotta figure it out. I feel like I just haven't shown it yet.
Yeah.
It's this thing about this, man, you just... Think about this, bro. I was just thinking the other day, too. I be thinking a lot, as you can see.
Hey, man, ain't nothing wrong with that. Conscious is crazy, man. In a sense, you know.
When you think about... When have you ever?
With knowledge.
Because do you like Chinese food, Japanese food, Mexican food?
I like.
Have you ever been in, picked up Chinese food in a Chinese restaurant for your parents, something like that?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
When have you ever seen at least three black people working in there?
Oh, yeah. It's not.
You ain't going to see that shit.
Nah, you only going to see that. And you don't even see that shit at JJ's. JJ's, that's them Arabs running that shit. ain't no brothers in the back. Maybe. Maybe one.
Indians support Indians.
Yeah.
Asians support Asians. Support whites.
We support barbershops. That's pretty much, we got barbershops and church. That's pretty much we consistently have. But outside of that, what else we got? We support, you know, maybe some vegan spots. You know, but we're not consistent.
Even when I be delivering down in Sydney, which is like 97% white, maybe like 95%.
Yeah.
They worry about each other, man. They got their own family. They got their own bullshit. They got their own issues. They're not worried about a stranger. They're not worried about the next person. Black people think the world revolves around them, and it doesn't.
Man, oof. Any spiritual niggas gonna gas you.
It doesn't revolve around y'all, man. I understand the Greek gods and all that.
Chakra wars. I hear your chakras. Man, I love y'all.
Man, F all that, man. Start a household. The reason why I'm a grounded base person, I like to start from the ground. We can move on up from there, but let's be a realistic. Let's talk to the average mind, the average. Let's be realistic. You sit up here trying to explain. Well, you know, our sperm has... Bro, fuck all that shit, bro. Fuck no, bro. The average person today is stupid anyway. Stupid. Stop doing all that. Stop talking circles around. Yeah. Basically, what I'm saying is, stop trying to teach somebody multiplication that don't even understand addition, bro.
Yeah, they don't know how to add yet.
You don't know how to add yet.
They don't know about subtraction. Like, they ain't going...
You trying to teach somebody advanced math that ain't know that.
Yeah, you trying to teach them PEMDAS. You can't do that.
it just starts in the
can't
household,
write their name right now. It
starts in the household, bro. That's where it starts.
Our household is fucked up. So what we do? Yeah, get new parents.
And it's sad, man, because black men starting to figure it out. We sit up here. I love black women, Dad. I know you love black women too. We both do.
Yeah.
I'm just like it's so hard for me to just. It's hard for me to see myself with any other race. Me getting married or me having kids by one. But then again, it's like I'm not one of them dudes that's loyal to my race either, even though I am, but then again I ain't, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because
you can't be loyal to ignorance after a while. Like, you just can't, you know, what settle with, hey, I got a sister, but, like, she ain't lifting you up. She ain't, like, her mindset ain't even close to what you trying to be on. It's not aligning, but, hey, I got a sister just to have a sister. Like, nah, I got to have the right woman. Sometimes the right woman might not be my same complexion. Might not be my same, but...
And then you're blocking your blessings if you meet one and you just, you know, she ain't...
But these white women, they function off of the structures we talking about, off of the knowledge, but these sisters, they don't got that information. Their great-grandfather might have had that, but they didn't even pass it on, right?
Yeah.
So we fumbling. Like, we can't pass this baton. Like, we fumbled the ball.
I feel like Dr. Umar just said it.
It's fucking 4th and 30.
Yeah. That's funny. I was thinking about that with my ex, man. I'm like, this bitch still trying to try. She don't understand. It's in the 4th quarter, 5 seconds left. She down 30 points. Bitch, stop texting me. It's over. Fuck wrong with you?
Yeah, you talking about college, girl. What are you? Yo, we about to be out of water. You worried about books?
That's what Mark said.
She gonna call me. Yeah, she just gonna call me right. Like, I told you. What you talking about now? This shit I told you 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I understand now.
Black women want a finished product. Every other race can see that the product when it's producing. You want a finished product.
Man, they trying to build Rome in fucking 3 days. They trying to build the pyramids in three years, 10 years.
You come over here with ignorance. You go, what you bring to the table? I am the table. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh yeah, Steve. Yeah, how you feel about what Steve Harvey said? Because Steve Harvey,
that old king simp ass nigga.
King simp.
I slapped the mustache off of
Miss Potato Head. Yeah, take that mustache off.
Like, I told you my theory on him. I think he treated his first two wives bad.
Yeah.
That's why this nigga treat his third wife so good and act like she just... Like, I can't stand niggas like that. I'm about to have you going to rest. I can't stand niggas like that, man.
Yeah.
I can't stand niggas who was just... It's like they an ancient ass nigga. So they think the next man who, like, 24... Nigga, you was 24. Nigga, you was 18. You was this way when you was this... When you was my age. Yeah. Why are you trying to... It's like a nigga who was a drug dealer who stopped selling drugs. Now you talk about, nigga, you was down here.
You
with
shouldn't
us.
Sell weed. Like, man, nigga, you was the kingpin, dude. Right? Exactly. You did 20 years, right?
And you did yours so dirty. Think like a man. What is it? What's this stupid saying?
Think like a man. Or to act like a lady, think like a man.
Why the fuck are you telling women out here to think like a man, bro?
Yeah, that's a contradiction.
Why?
Yeah, I ain't trying to fuck no.
You mess our head up. Yeah. You selling books. You putting the shit on TV.
My grandma bought that book, man.
Grandma,
I gotta burn that book.
But my grandma likes Steve Harvey. My grandma does not like Steve Harvey.
Yeah, bro.
Said I would throw her book away, bro. Hey, baby, where my book go? Shit, I don't know. I would throw that shit away.
Yeah, bro. I feel you, bro. It's, you feeding into your ego, and then they going off of that information.
A man should think like a man. A woman should think like a woman. Bro, yeah. It ain't complicated, bro.
It ain't.
Got me hate to feel like Cat Williams. This shit ain't complicated. What the fuck?
It's 1 + 1. It's,
it really is.
But Terrence Howard said that shit equals 3. 1 × 1 = 3. Salute to Terrence Howard, bro. He knows some information. But guess what? He got Asian women, like you're saying.
Yeah.
He ain't wrong for getting Asian women, because once upon a time they was melanated, because we was over there, black Asians, they existed.
Yeah. See, he might be right, but I'm going to take just lost their 1 + 1 = 2 right now, goddamn it. Your shit might be on that. You might be 100 years in advance, and you might look back and
shit, let me pull up Terrence Howard talk real quick. he was getting in this shit, though. Do you know that math?
Come on, man. Y'all don't know what that is, man. I am man.
The frequency is man. You gotta add, baby. But no, man, salute to Terrence Howard. We're not throwing shade at you, Terrence. Don't shadow ban my
like,
shit.
And the reason why I was kind of ahead of the curve, just on like the black people, help black people stuff, is because I heard my grandparents talk about how black people don't stick together.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you should try, and we feel like it should get better each generation, but it's getting worse.
Yeah.
I heard my dad talk about it. Now I'm talking about it.
Yeah.
I'm probably most likely going to tell my kids about it.
Yeah, it's just sad, bro.
Like, I can't lie to him. What you want me to lie? And then have him get out here and then...
Santa Claus is
exactly.
Real.
Like, exactly.
Santa.
Exactly.
A white man giving my black kids gifts.
Exactly. You finally ain't true. You've been living a lie for I don't know how long.
And that's what I realized.
Like, damn, I wish you would have just told me the truth from the beginning, bro. I would have been ahead of it, ahead already.
I'm telling you, man.
Just lying to me and misinforming me. Like, damn, I didn't have to go through that.
And then, to tie it back, these women think, I mean, these women try to push perfection on shit. Nobody gonna be perfect and shit. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, it's talk. Relationship's about growing. You're supposed to grow with somebody, right? Yeah. That's a real relationship.
That's
there's a song that came on, and he was like, and everybody got up and was live at that moment. Now, say 10 years later, you got a friend with you. He's a good guy, but he wasn't there when me and my boys formed this. So when that song comes on, our DNA titans. There's a particular song.
Titans, man.
Oh, I remember when I heard this, yep.
In the genius the one times.
Now, when that song I heard both of them.
When your particular prime resonant frequency is played, guess what happens?
It's just the same your thing DNA when you hearing kill, shoot.
Harmonic wave resequencing. The carbon is also the key.
Yeah, this is important, bro.
Just like while some nitrogen, songs, if your life is good, and all at these a time Fetty Wap songs is on, it's going to trigger good memory.
The F over F sharps of the oxygen, the green, is only hitting at an F. Why? Because there's another frequency coming in from a generator over there.
A generator.
That's changing and causing it to change. The F hits the carbon. So instead of hitting as an F sharp.
His Asian wife, bro.
It hits as an F, so when it hits the carbon at an E.
He started talking about math when he was
right,
in
so
the bedroom.
The domino don't file right. So oh, the next you're right. Domino hits wrong. And so now we have a malformation happening within our DNA because the frequencies are being pushed off. But when we hear our tone, we tighten back up. So yeah, I am in the process of building the harmonic wave resequencer with another doctor who has been able to successfully cure AIDS and cancer.
Cure AIDS and cancer.
And it's well underway.
It's a
but I wanted you guys to understand how that works. It's so simple. You do not need to tear the human body apart when all you can do is use frequency to bring it back to its normal space.
Man, like Terrence, you better watch out.
You know how I figured it out?
Terrence, better watch out.
What's one times one?
What's one times one?
One times one is one.
Live in the age of information.
To multiply means to do what? To make more, right?
Yes.
Increase in number?
Yes.
Multiply?
Yes.
How can one times one equaling one be part of the multiplication table? It fails to satisfy the term.
It's what Jay-Z said. The metrics are off.
Yeah.
The metrics.
Yeah.
Shit don't make no sense. Hey, B. Hey, babe. He's like, yo, I don't know, man.
Is it multiple?
Jay-Z, right, he wasn't wrong. I, you know.
What's an action times an action?
You know, he's drinking out of the granny like he always do.
I'm asking reason.
I did the math too, bro.
Reason.
Yeah, I did the whole thing what he was saying to do. I did the math, I fact checked it. He's right.
A reaction.
Oh, you tried to do it?
Right? Yeah, I did the math.
Have you ever seen an action times an action without a reaction? Have you? No. Because equanimity is the currency of the universe. There's always an action times an action having a reaction. So how can one times one equal one? How can A times B just be A and not B? What happened to conservation?
Terrence, these are late night conversations.
This is the beginning of our understanding. It should fit. What kind of calculator you got? What kind of phone you got?
An iPhone?
Okay, go to your calculator.
Whatever the new one.
No, go to your calculator. Go to your calculator.
All right.
Go to calculator.
Yeah,
you
I got
do you. Too. You got iPhone?
What are we doing?
I want both of y'all to do two separate things. I want to do the same thing to start with. Turn it to the side.
Okay.
All right, now I want you to both hit the number two. Did the whole calculator show up?
Hit number what?
Hit the number two.
Number two.
Go to the square root. It is the second column from the left, third row. It'll have that square thing.
All right. 1.4.
1.41412356373095.
Holy
now
crap.
I want you two to do two separate things now. Two separate things. I want you to multiply it by two, hit times two, equal, don't you do it.
Okay.
And I want you to hit x to the third. X to the third, it's going to be
times
four.
Three?
No.
Oh, okay, I see it. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah,
all right, 1.1.
No. You didn't hit X to the third.
Yes, I did.
If
kid. Excellent.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. You're right.
Back again. Yeah.
Okay, so now.
Where you are.
Yeah, I'm good. Two.
Square root.
Square root.
And hit exit a third.
All right, 2.828,
4271, 2174, 6190. The same value you got.
Yeah.
By multiplying it by two.
Yeah.
And he just cubed it. Divide it by two again. Both of y'all.
Divide it by two.
No, divide by two. Hit equal. Now, cube it again. Hit x to the third.
Cube that shit. Cube
yeah.
it.
You see that loop? Yeah. That's saying x cube is equal to 2x, cube which is equal to x plus x. That's an unnatural equation. That's a mathematical fallacy. That's the beginning of your math. That's how
that's
I
did it. That's the beginning of your math, nigga. If you added a nigga,
that'd be great. That lie in there and lie to you.
Unmask your math, man.
Your math ain't mathing, bitch.
My, all your fundamentals are off.
Damn, your fundamentals are off. Nigga, you can't dribble.
I'm trying to keep my brain simple, bro. I try to do that shit, man.
Oh, you tried to do that shit?
No, I said if I tried to.
You look in the mirror, you Terrence Howard. Jesus, oh shit, oh shit.
I was just playing Iron Man. They gave my role to Don Cheadle, man.
Fuck Don Cheadle. I bet it's some smoke that they don't talk about. I noticed I don't think they've ever been in the same movie.
They probably haven't.
It's some. Well, I'm trying to think. What are some actors that should be in the same movie, but they just never.
I wish Samuel Jackson and Denzel would have been in more movies, man.
Have Samuel Jackson and Wesley? I think they've done a movie together, right?
Think so. I think Samuel did so many movies.
He did.
Morgan Freeman, Denzel was in Glory.
Yeah, Glory.
Just like that tear is about to come down my eye from Glory. You get your fucking hands off of
me. Let me ask you this. Do you think Wesley's Black Panther would have been powerful? Oh, yeah. Wesley and Jungle Fever. I'm sorry. Wesley and Samuel Jackson, Jungle Fever. And Halle Berry was in there, too. That was a crazy cast.
How his Black Panther would have been? Not as good as Chadwick Boseman because Chadwick Boseman was born.
Like it was like 90s. Wesley I mean,
Blade,
they still could have made
Blade, bro.
They still could have made a Black Panther in the 90s.
That nigga Blade. I was born ready, motherfucker.
But shit, man.
That nigga is Blade to the core, man.
I don't know, man.
That nigga was Blade before Blade was even actual in the comic book. Goddamn.
Bro, I just realized. Damn, I shouldn't even say this because people that. I talk to listen to my shit sometimes.
What?
Never mind. But now I realize quality people sometimes don't, you know, so people be quality people, but on paper, you don't give them a chance. I just leave it like that.
What you mean?
You know.
I'm confused. I ain't gonna lie, I'm confused, bro.
All right, unattractive people on paper.
Oh!
They be the 10s that you really want, but the 10s, they be having the unattractive qualities. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Pretty, it's sad. It's really sad.
Yeah, normally, unattractive to me mean unattractive. No, I got it.
Yeah, unattractive means personality and just character, right? To you. Yeah.
No. So my looks wise, too, dude. Shit.
Okay.
Normally, so, A lot of times, don't sound messed up, man.
I'm listening.
I tell people to watch for four types of people, man. I've been saying this ever since probably like freshman year.
Yeah.
Four types of people.
Talk your shit, man. It's
ugly people. It's bored people.
So ugly people, bored people.
What do I always say? I would say ugly people, bored people, broke people. And what's the third one? I said ugly people, bored people.
Broke people.
Broke people.
And desperate people.
Oh shit. It's always four. I wanna say ignorant people. It's the types of people you gotta watch for, bro.
Yeah.
A lot of times a lot of times if somebody's ugly on the outside, like they be on the inside too, man. You get to know them, motherfuckers. I know what you're talking about, Zeddy. I know what you mean. That's the only reason I'm bringing this up. You would see in my case, I don't deal with that. I've never came across that.
Yeah.
Normally, the outside is just a reflection of what's on the inside.
Yeah.
I'm just leave it at that.
Yeah.
That's just me. That's what I've came across.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say try to leave bored people alone is bored people. That's a saying that people say: idle time is the devil's time.
Say that one more time for people.
Idle time is the devil's time.
Yeah.
You got a lot of time on your hands. You're going to get into some shit. I'm serious. Yeah, you're going
to
get into...
Bro, it goes back to the mind playing tricks on you. Like, your mind was like, yo, Hey, nigga, just drink real quick. Drink that 40, man. Go to the store, get the 40, nigga. You ain't doing shit. It's like the it's kind of like the opposite of you know uh-huh. that one college commercial. You ain't doing shit. You on your couch. You ain't doing shit.
Yep.
You ain't wash your ass today. Wash your ass. You ain't doing that. Get your ass to college. This is the opposite. Hey, man. Fuck that other girl. Have a kid. There's no condom. There's no condom for her. All right? Just do. Yeah. But nah. Yeah, bro. The mind is a dangerous place. Definitely if it's bored.
And then the reason for me saying broke people is, man.
Because I feel like. Oh, my
a lot of time when you broke, man, that's on you. Damn near like 90-something percent of the time when you broke, that's on you.
You made bad choices. Yeah. Bad choices or even addiction can lead to broke. Because sometimes even rich people like Richard Pryor, he was an addict, you know, freebase. Yep. That shit could leave you in debt. You're making bad decisions because mentally, all right, so sometimes people understand, like, all right, you get high on Friday. You still high on Sunday. Like the chemical, the chemical altering substance, they alter your chemicals. Like, you're not really back till 6 to 8 months after the fact. Like, don't smoke again.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, next December, you might be, you know, you smoked in April or March, maybe November, July, you might be back to self. But you ain't. People don't understand that. And I realized I was functioning. I relapsed one time. CBD, Delta 8, man. Stay away from Delta 8, kids. For real. They got edibles and shit. It's dangerous out here. Stay away from it, because mentally you're gonna make bad decisions. You're not even functioning, and with a sane mind, like that leads to broke all the time. Man, most intelligent people made bad decisions. Like most addicts are very intelligent people. Man. Shit, like, I'm talking about Tesla level intelligent.
Broke don't always mean just bank account.
Oh, you're spiritually broke.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people got mentally broke mindsets. Like some women I talk to, hey. You sounded like a liability. Like, you said you want to have kids, but, like, you moving like this.
Women switch up on you, too.
I care about you.
At the beginning of a relationship, you'll be like, I don't like this. In the middle of a relationship, just because y'all together, she'll think she can switch us up. Like, damn, you just... Yeah. I said don't do that. I said I didn't like that. I said I wanted this. You agreed to it. Yeah. Now you switched it.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to feel about that?
It's crazy, man. It's their world. Like, they've been programmed. It's my world, but... You could be an attractive woman, but unattractive.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's pop. I'm sorry. Hell you could be a 10. Meg Stallion.
I don't give a damn how good you
are. Like Meg Stallion. I feel like maybe, you know, what's her name? Party?
Yeah.
Maybe you found out Shawty, like, oh.
No, you know she had fucked half the industry, basically. Man. When it came out, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know
she confessed to it. She had to because the Tory Lanez. Tory Lanez's lawyer, was bringing up all her history. She was like, I'm so embarrassed. Bitch, no, you ain't. Shut up.
We found out the list, bitch. They brought the list.
Yeah.
Brought out the Carfax.
G-Eazy.
Yeah, we knew that. I seen it on Snapchat. Like, yep, he hit that.
It was a lot of people, man. I can't even remember. I don't really care. I just know it was a lot of people.
Hey, but it sums up to this one song that I always didn't listen to, really.
What?
Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Yeah.
And Nicki Minaj made a remix to it. And she that kind of sparks into the negatives, you know, like to push the narrative, the nasty negative narrative that's being pushed in their minds even more. They do want to have fun.
Yep.
Shit, the conversation I had, like, some girls like, yeah, it's just not fun anymore. It's like, what? This is like fun.
I always say, man.
Real relationships ain't fun all the time.
I always say, man, you let somebody talk long enough, man, they'll tell you who they are, man. Silence is golden, man.
Silence is gold, bro. You're right, man. Silence is golden. I learned that in relationships. I had exes that really didn't talk much. It was silent all the time. I try to start conversations. Like, why you think it's a problem sometimes?
Silence is golden, man. But yeah. And people
put their foot in their mouth.
Nope.
And corns, bunions, all that shit, nasty. Yeah, some people.
Just let somebody talk long enough, man, to tell you who they are. I realize, I'm like, damn, every time I let a female talk, they start telling me who they are because they'll get so emotional. Women just, they have a knack. Like, I was talking to one chick, right?
Yeah.
I think we was together for, like, almost 2 years. Yeah. And by the end, towards, like, the last 2 or 3 months, she kind of knew it. You know how when they know it's over and I'm like, man, I'm about to leave this bitch, man.
She knew it.
Like... Yeah. She would start confessing and shit just out of nowhere. She would do it at the most randomest time.
Yeah.
Man, I knew it was my fault, man. I knew it was... And I'm like, bitch, it's already over. It's like, matter of fact, It's like when Lou was in the car in episode 9. Yeah. He knew he fucked up. He thought he was going to die. Like, he thought it was over. He just started confessing. That's a lot of times what females do, man. They'll just start, man, I just... And then she just started rambling. I'm like, you saying everything you know. So you know what you do. You just don't care.
Yeah, these women are narcissists.
You know what you do. You just don't care.
They narcissists. They don't care. Like the emotionals and the dopamine that they, like, these women run off of is crazy, man. Yep. And, like, definitely, and if they, I feel like if women on drugs, it's different, man. And even if they drink, too, it's different, man. It hit them different. They get drunk faster.
Yeah, man. Think about it.
I feel like if women can smoke a blunt, I feel like that shit lasts a year versus 6 to 8 months. Yeah, like they just... imagine if you smoke every day, you ain't never come down. Like, you functioning and dysfunctioning. Like, you think you straight just because you ain't high today. You ain't smoked a blunt today. But nah, you smoked enough blunts, you going to be high for 10 years.
Yeah.
You don't need to smoke no more. You still high for 10 years. Yeah. You be high for 10 years. People don't understand that. Shit, that's why Snoop said he quit, but I don't think he smoked.
That's how many followers he had. Yeah. That's how many, tell you the word, how many followers it is in that damn word. Oh, shit, what's up with that?
Yeah, bro. Women, talking about women, she knew it was over, she started confessing.
Mm-hmm. I was done with that, but I was about to go into something else.
And then accountability, I guess, or how they function, the narcissists, how selfish they are.
Yeah, fuck, I forgot about today.
Because they've been programmed that, okay, me.
Yep.
Yeah, about to wrap up this
show. Fuck, what was I about to say?
Either she looking at me like she like me, or it's like dreadlocks. Ooh. Like, she trying to go to the dark side, man.
I
trying
to go to the jungle. I go to every point, though. I was going to say something else earlier. I go back to this point since I remember this. I feel like it's a difference between a desperate man and a weak man. Mm. I feel like a weak man is too lazy to do anything to you. But I feel like a desperate man will do something to you. And the reason why I say that is, when you come across a nigga who just desperate for some clout, for some pussy, for some money, he'll do anything to you. Like, a lot of times, a weak person, they too damn lazy to do anything to you. Like, a lot of times, I ain't got time for that shit. I hate lazy hate. I don't like his ass. Them like Twitter bots. But a desperate person, somebody that run up on you and shoot you. Somebody that stab you in the back you be working with. Somebody that's stealing your advice the whole time is just... Desperate men are different, man.
Yeah.
Weak ones, to me.
Mm. Shit. And I hope you remember your last point you were trying to make. But yeah, like...
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Women be so... they function in this... It's me thing. Or not. But what about my peace? Yeah, it's like... Maybe get another...
Oh, I know what I'm about to say.
All right, go ahead.
Society really has tricked the world into thinking that women are such innocent creatures.
Oh, they do the nastiest.
Society is tricked at.
They do the nastiest.
They
shit
do the most.
Because they can get away with it.
Foulest, nastiest, evilest.
Yeah, they fuck your brother and kiss you the next day.
Like, man, bro.
They fuck your best friend and kiss you the next day.
Society has tricked the world into thinking women are innocent creatures.
Exactly.
That's
the
why
cop,
so many
the cops are tricked.
That's
why Jonathan Majors got locked up. Like, it's that narrative. Even Joe Budden talked about it. Like, yeah, like, these New York women, just for that example alone, like, they raised different.
They treat the world thinking they're so innocent.
Yeah, yeah.
They cheat more. They lie way more.
Oh, yeah.
They way more manipulative because they have to be. They're not physically or smart.
It's crazy.
I think most women...
Go on.
I think most women are stupid, man.
Most women
are. I'm sorry, bro.
Because they live in a fantasy. Sometimes the fantasy world...
That's just how it be, bro.
Sometimes the fantasy world be their logic. Like, yo, that don't even almost make sense.
Yeah. And
one time, bro, I said, man... Yo, girl, like, yo, I respect, like, you trying to be a detective, but you are terrible.
Yeah.
This is like, that's literally my cousin. This is like, look. This is like, nah, that was my mom. It's just like, yo, you're the worst detective. It's funny to me. Like, I appreciate you trying to solve these imaginations you're creating. Like,
I don't think people understand how many men lose their life because of women, man.
Oh, yeah.
They say you can have an altercation with somebody.
I say it all the time. Max brothers out like credit cards, man.
Huh?
These women are max a man out like a credit card, man.
I say you can have
and they put you in
credit
debt.
You can have an altercation in this library right now with a female.
Yeah, then she the one that can start shit. Like, hey, bro, you ain't got to talk to me like that, bro. Lose talk to me crazy.
Yeah, lose your livelihood.
He can run back, call somebody, text somebody. You can lose your life off this bitch running her mouth. And then you didn't even do nothing.
Bro, that's why, man. You run into a crazy woman. As soon as you find out she crazy, man.
Man, run.
Sometimes, even if you get away, sometimes they try to trap you somehow for some kind of fashion. Hey, we got receipts. They screenshot conversations.
Yeah. Oh, why?
That's what happens. They come out the woodwork. They don't show.
Yeah, you
think. The library will be closing in 15 minutes. Please make your final selections and proceed to the exits.
Yeah, and then, you know, they don't show themselves. They, you know, like Emma.
Like snakes with Emma, the grass Emma not Deacon. Cut, man.
Yeah, Emma. Oh, say it again.
They're like snakes without the grass cut, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. What's her name? What was her name with all the snakes
Medusa.
On her head? Medusa, bro. Yeah. It's scary, bro.
It's just, man.
And it's crazy that you realize, like, yo, I cared about this person, bro. Yeah. This is who she really is. Yeah. Like, I cared about a sociopath. Like, yo, functioning sociopath.
You ignore them red flags like a motherfucker, man.
I know, because they so aloof. Like, I realized, like, yo, it's like I was in a, you know, situation like, all right, cool, Grand Rise. She said Grand Rise, and then when we over, you say good morning. So that was some bullshit.
Yeah.
Bro, these women,
just the little stuff. Baby.
Yeah, they dig into your ego, and they try, that's how they try to get you.
Yep. Trying to act like y'all got so much in common.
Exactly.
Shit.
Then I realized, like, yo, you want some bullshit.
Yep.
As soon as you find out, they wonder why you move different. Like, nah, just move. I just see you.